Welcome to Vespers. My name is Anders Peterson, the intern pastor. Tonight we will be using the Cranberry hymnal, the Evangelical Lutheran worship hymnal. And we are blessed to have Paul and Susan Walrode leading Vespers tonight. They have been our teaching staff coordinators throughout the summer and have helped to orchestrate and plan and lead and coordinate all of those who have come to share their knowledge and insight and the gospel with us. So, thank you. And I think they'll take it away.
We worship in the name of the God who created light and darkness, and the gift of Sabbath in which to enjoy. Amen.
A reading from Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness God called night. And there was evening and morning the first day.
And from Genesis chapter 2, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day God finished the work that God had done. And God rested on the seventh day for all the work that God had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that God had done in creation."
To say welcome to Vespers is to say welcome to worship at evening. It's to say welcome to prayer at the setting of the sun. We gather to share this cosmic rhythm of light and darkness, of ending and beginning. If we will let it, there is a way that the very setting of the sun invites us to slow and then to cease our activity, our rabid scrambling. As the church has prayed this hour throughout the ages, it has sung the promises and praises of God that we may rest. Trust God to keep the world spinning on its axis. We may rest, and we rest in God.
Rest is a core value at Holden Village. The mission statement reads, "We embrace God's gift of Sabbath by offering refreshment to those who are weary." We humbly observe that our practice of keeping this value could be stronger. We might be tempted to scold ourselves and each other. "You should rest more." "I need to take more time." "I've just got to relax." Whether this scolding slows us down or just spins us into a different direction, it is not the same as rest.
In the service of rest, I considered the possibility that I could preach you to sleep. It probably wouldn't take long. If you are disappointed that I have not chosen this option, I hope you'll get over it. Besides, sleep is not the same thing as rest, exactly. It seems to me that worship and Sabbath invite us to alertness and awareness, to being awake, alert to the presence of God, aware of the gifts of God in the earth and one another and in the Christ who lives for us. We can be both more at rest and more aware, more awake. There is one sense in which we rest in order to hear the promises of God in the evening. Yet again, we hear the promises of God so that we may rest. We're also aware that there are times that rest needs to be tangible. It's good to be held by God, but it's vital also to be held by one another. Alan Story offered a powerful and courageous Bible study this morning addressing the anguish of suicide. If it would be helpful, We have some pastors and spiritual directors who will stay after Vespers tonight and be available for conversation, support, and prayer. We gather then as now to know we are not alone, to be held so that we may rest.
Tonight we sing evening hymns. We both hope and trust they unite us with the witness of the ages, the promises of God calling and holding us in the grace of Christ. As we begin, we invite you to pray for a few moments in silence. Please stand for our first hymn, number 563, O Light Whose Splendor Thrills.
Reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. That evening at sunset, they brought to Jesus all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. The Gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
If you have something in your hands, I'd invite you to set that down so that you might use your voices and also your hands to embody our prayer. This evening we pray. Please join me. O God, hear us. Hear our prayer. O God, hear us. Hear our prayer. Choir, please. O God, hear us, hear our prayer. Everyone. O God, hear us, hear our prayer. God, help us be mindful of your promise to hold and heal all that is unfinished, incomplete, broken, uncertain. In these quiet moments of evening, help us bring you the burdens of the day. We pray for those who suffer from oppression or violence. We pray for those who live with disease. We pray for all who struggle in conflict and alienation. And we pray for your faith, which went away before dawn to a quiet place to pray. For your love, which holds all mysteries of life and grief. And for your promise to be with us. This evening, we bring you the burdens, our own and the world's, that you may still us, empower our trust, and free our love. We pray.
God, we remember this day and its gifts, the stunning beauty of your creation, the bounty of food, the power of ideas and harmony, imagination and creativity, compassion and encouragement. Help us remember the day's gifts. Help us remember those whose gifts have blessed us. Help us remember those who call our gifts into service of you and of one another. For all these your gifts, God, help us be grateful and free to share. We pray. Hymn is number 564. 564, God who made the earth and heaven, please stand.
You and they for one.
You may be seated.
There is an overtone without which this worship would be incomplete. We do not rest or come to rest begrudgingly, but rather gratefully. One of our friends greets her mattress each night with an exclamation, "The great reward." Try it. The great reward. It is not merely that we receive these gifts and live these promises. The music of evening prayer captures again and again that this is praise of the giver. To rest is bountiful, beautiful, praiseworthy goodness.
We come in evening prayer not only to hear promise, we come to exult in promise, to breathe joy into the depth of our toes, to explode with laughter, not merely to give love, but to become love. Then only praise captures the sheer wonder of being alive. We'll conclude our worship tonight with hymn number 565. After we sing all five verses, we'll again sing verse 5, the doxology, three times in canon, that is a round, in four parts, 1, 2, 3, and 4. There will be a leader in front of you. Just watch the leader for your entrance. And the third and final time we sing that round, we want to sing it very softly, pianissimo. We rest quietly.
Oh, You may go in peace. If you would like to engage in pastoral care or conversation, you'll be able to find someone around the periphery of the room with a burning candle. Go in peace. Christ is with you.